This is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey, where we are doing our best to promote the truth of the gospel, the good news that there's a creator, and he is the Almighty God. He is a sovereign God of the universe, and he has given us his word as to what has been, what is, and what's going to be. But beyond that, he has made wonderful promises to those who will embrace Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who is the Word. He was the Word that brought everything into existence. He is the Word of the covenant, and he is faithful. And his Word will bring blessings into your life. Maybe you listen to the program, you say, Pastor, there's something inside of me that believes what you're saying, but I just feel so unworthy. You don't know the transgressions that I have committed in my life. You don't even know, even as I've gone to church, I've asked Jesus into my heart and into my life, and I still make mistakes, and I just feel so guilty. I don't think God cares for me. I don't think he loves me. Let me say something to you. Satan used to beat me up awful with that scripture from Hebrews that says that because we commit sin, after we know the truth, that we have committed the unpardonable sin because we blasphemed against the Holy Ghost. And he used to beat me up with that all the time. And, you know, it was after that that I got set free from all of that. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. He's a liar. Satan is a liar. Now, you show me the scripture in the Bible where it says, the just shall live by feelings. Well, I just don't feel saved. Well, I just don't feel righteous. Listen, our words will control our life. Our words will control our environment. Over and over again, we are taught in various scriptures to fill our heart with the truth, to meditate upon God's word, and then speak it. Speak the truth. Speak that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You don't care. You don't care what kind of thoughts are going through your mind, telling you you're not. They're lying thoughts. Satan can put thoughts in your mind, and he can rob you of everything that Jesus has done for you through fear, through unbelief. And you have to stop that. You've got to read the Word. Now you say, well, I don't go to church as often as I should, and I don't read the Bible as often. I'm telling you right now, that has nothing to do with you being born again and in a covenant relationship with God. The only thing that brings you into covenant relationship with God, the only thing is faith in the work that Jesus did on the cross on your behalf, that he himself bore your transgressions, he took your sins, and God's wrath for those sins was poured out upon him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that's all you got to do is read that scripture. And then Romans 10 says, if you'll believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if you'll confess him as your Lord and Savior. Now, let's go back. If you will confess him as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. Now, what are we going to confess if we confess him, if we confess Jesus? We're going to confess the Word, aren't we? Because in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh. So when we confess the New Testament about ourselves, we are confessing the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. And so when you remember on Monday we talked about God having our, he's going to meet our needs according to his riches and glory. He's going to do that. He's promised to do that. And so all of a sudden we're being pinned down, can't pay the electric bill, can't pay this, can't do that. Well, the first thing we want to do is we want to tithe. We want to bring attention. See, I can't do that. I can't pay my bills the way it is. Well, you're probably never going to be able to pay them right if you don't start to tithe and become obedient to what God has told you to do. Bring the first tenth into the house of the Lord so that he can bless it and multiply it. He is the one that multiplied the bread, multiplied the fishes. He is the one that changed the water into wine. You say, ah, oh, they're just tales. They are not just tales. He is the God of such situations, and he's your God, and he loves you, and he wants to bless you. But you have to become obedient. Now, obedience to follow through on proclamations that God has made have to do with receiving the fullness of the blessings that he has for us in this life. It does not have to do with being born again. Being born again requires you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess him with your mouth, and you will be saved. But then that same principle works with regards to the covenant and the blessings that God has planned for you. If you're under the gun, you're tithing, you're doing what you're supposed to do, begin to praise him, begin to thank him, and say, I thank you, Lord, you're faithful to your word. You promised to meet my needs. I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to make a way of escape. Your word says, with every temptation, and that's what things are that rise up and challenge the word of God, they're temptations. With every temptation, you will make a way of escape. And I thank you for showing me that way of escape. I thank you for providing for my needs. I just thank you, Jesus, that you are good and you're not evil and you're not going to abandon me. That there's a scripture, John 14, Jesus is talking, and in the Living Bible translation, I like the way it's put. It says, I will not leave you as waifs, you know, which is an old word for orphans. I'll not leave you like orphans in the storm. Jesus is the place of our shelter. And so you don't cast away your confidence, but you have great recompense and reward. And so you speak out because you believe, because you've read the word, because you know what that covenant says, you speak the covenant. You speak it. When you're being squeezed, if your heart is filled with the word of God, what's going to come out of you is the covenant of God. Just like when you squeeze a lemon, you get lemon juice. You squeeze a tomato, you get tomato juice. You squeeze a Christian who has filled himself with God's word, and what's going to come out of him is the word of God. And that word of God, when spoke, see, it says in Psalms that the angels are sent to perform the word of God in the earth. Angels are sent to perform the word of God in the earth. Hebrews says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation? You have a vast number of angelic beings that are created to minister God's word on your behalf. And so I asked myself, the Lord, I said, well, how does God's word get into the earth? And the Holy Spirit spoke back to my heart and said, it gets into the earth by God's people speaking it. As we speak the covenant, as we speak faith, as we speak Jesus, the angels of God go to work to minister on our behalf. He commands this in the Psalms, says, God is good, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And because he's good and because he loves you, he has forgiven you of your trespasses. Let's go back to something we said earlier. You say, well, I just don't feel saved. You don't live by your feelings. You live by your faith in Jesus on the cross, having carried every one of your sins, even ones that you're going to commit tomorrow. You say, well, if that's the case, and Paul deals with that extensively. If God's grace covers all my sins, then what I need to do is just sin some more so that there can be more grace. But that's a lack of understanding of what sin does. Sin demoralizes, sin steals, it destroys, it kills, it takes joy. And the closer we get to God, the closer the fellowship, the more joy, the more peace, the more sanctity. We don't want to sin. When a person is born again, they don't want to sin. They want to be free of that spirit that's drawing them in that direction. And if we do sin, we have a propitiation with God, even Jesus Christ the righteous. We make a mistake, he forgives us, and he sets us free from it. Now remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there will be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.